She prayed for hours in the chapel, communing with God and striving to find the inner silence that enabled her to hear his voice. She reverently adored the statues of the saints and came to feel that, like Mary in the chapel at home, they were her friends. She grew fond of the sisters, with whom she became acquainted during their daily period of recreation. She was pleased when they praised her embroidery. But, at the end of her probationary time at Amesbury, she went home. The peace she had expected to find there had proved elusive. Always it seemed there was some worldly desire against which she must strive. She felt she did not have the stamina for it. And there had been another thing, a disturbing thing. If the nuns were vowed to poverty, why was it that Prioress Florence wore a habit of good silk and was served choice fare in her own comfortable parlour? And why was she permitted a lapdog, a nasty, yappy little brute that showed its fangs whenever anyone dared approach it, yet suffered its mistress to take it on her knee and fondle it? "I do not know if I have a vocation," Jane confessed on that last morning. What she had really wanted to say was that Amesbury was not as she had envisaged it. "This life needs commitment," the prioress said. "I'd rather have a nun who knew she had a calling than one who doubted. Go home and think again, with my blessing." So Jane had come home, in something of a turmoil. The further she travelled along the 16 miles to Wolf Hall, the more certain she became that Amesbury was not for her. There were things about it that she would miss, of course, but others she was relieved to leave firmly behind her. Her family were all jubilant to see her. "We have missed you," Harry said, hugging her warmly. "Wolf Hall isn't the same without you."
"You never were cut out to be a nun," Anthony smiled. Mother was shaking her head as she embraced Jane. "I suspected you would have second thoughts," she smiled.
Jane kissed her, hiding her irritation. "I don't know. Maybe my future lies in some other nunnery. I will tell you about Amesbury. It is not perhaps the best place to test a vocation. I still want to become a nun." She would be glad to prove them all wrong.